5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today I wanted to talk about the program that is in place. For many of you that don't know, there's a program that's available right now, and it is something that's really making a big difference for those of you who are in the spring selling mode. And this is all part of the Spring Selling Premium Program. Now, what you have to remember is those of you who are in a position that can be selling right now are very wise to do so. It's right just past the middle point of the spring market. We just passed the 45-day mark just about 10 days ago. So you're really in a position right now where there is still a lot of ongoing demand for certain properties, many properties around the city. And again, I book appointments every day, so I know exactly which areas are getting, you know, what type of action, what type of activity. And there are some places that are getting early bids. Of course, there is still a large number of people who are hoping to secure places again for the summer, and they're doing so right now. So when you're in the position to be selling right now, there's a couple of advantages, and this is why this program is so really important for you to sign up for. There's so many advantages right now for you as a seller. Essentially, you're in a position where your house doesn't have to look as good as it might at a time where there are more buyers and less buyers and more sellers on the market, which presumably could be coming up in the next season, in the summer season. So for those of you who are in the position of selling right now, your house does not have to be 100% picture perfect. There's a lot of things that you can actually avoid doing. Some of the big stuff, painting, redecorating, stuff like that, that you might not have wanted to do and you might want to actually just do in your new home, which I'm suggesting that if you're selling right now, you can probably get away with that. But if you're in a position where you are selling, and again, no one knows what's going to happen, the next season coming up could be a buyer's market. You never know. So if you're in a position to be selling right now and you're able to make a move and you've got somewhere you can go while it's happening, there's a whole bunch of things going on that you'll have to qualify for. But if you can get on the market now with me and get yourself signed on right away, we can make sure that you get all the benefits of, again, not having to overdo and overthink the process. And again, my three-step process is working so well for the clients that I've done this for. And essentially, you're in a position right now where you will get this house gets a podcast, which is every property I list for sale or for rent. Number two, the state-of-the-art 3D technology that I'll use to make sure that everyone can get into your house the moment it's on the market, meaning that they can see it via a virtual tour, again, a 3D interactive tour, making sure that they get the best possible views as early as possible, because that makes a difference too. And lastly, the virtual staging element. This is something that has become such a big part of the success program, and not only because of the fact that it just basically requires your house being as empty as possible, which allows us to keep it as clean and, most importantly, safe as possible, so it can be disinfected easily. There are not thousands of surfaces that can have viruses on them. All the things that we can possibly do to minimize points of touch, things that are, again, getting dirty, people sitting on furniture, all this kind of stuff that used to be a concern, I'm happy to say is no longer required. Right now, again, you can be in a position where your property has been virtually staged, and people will, again, they'll know that when they're looking at the pictures. They'll see a vacant picture, and then they'll see a virtually staged picture, so they can see what it's going to look like, because no one, especially right now, that's buying a property is going to expect that furniture, the rented furniture, is going to be there when they move in. It just doesn't work that way, and it's explained to everyone who's, you know, a buyer right now. That furniture you see is simply an illusion. So the point is, by doing this as a visual staging, a virtual staging versus the actual bringing in of couches and tables and lamps and all that stuff that we used to do, I get it, but it's no longer part of the process. And again, I've been through both sides of it, and I will never go back to doing it the old way, simply because it is such a better overall response and a better process for everyone. And again, the property, again, maintains its highest level of cleanliness, and the fact that it can be very easily disinfected. There's not 1,000 surfaces to worry about. There's a lot of safety issues right now that we're trying to make sure that we cover in the process of selling. But because of the fact that the demand is so high in some areas, you're actually not going to have to do as much as you might have to in another kind of market. So if for any reason it does shift over to a buyer's market, then it changes the whole thing, and you might have to go a lot further to make your property stand out. So if this makes sense to you, get signed up today. Home.realestatepodcastshow.com is the place to do it. Thanks for tuning in.